Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders, Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. We've got another patron chat this week, and this time we are discussing who or what, if there were no limitations, you could choose to be your companion. Now, this can be anyone or anything that's not already a companion. So if you said a dog, that we'd be like, okay, dog meat. But if you said something more creative than that, then we're going to be like, holy crap, that might be crazy. Because it might be a character that already exists in the games that you'd be like, oh, that would be really cool if I could make them a companion. It could be a creature of some sort, a robot of some sort, something even beyond that I haven't even thought about yet. And so we have our patrons with us this week to discuss this. And I'm sure they've got a bunch of really cool and crazy and wacky ideas. And so let's welcome everybody back. We've got Lil Green and Pumpkin and Darth Odin, Dusty Ray, Wasteland, Ronin, Nova, and Void. Welcome back, everybody. If you normally say, like, unmute on the count of three and make the sound. Make the sound of something that would be something you'd consider for a companion. You don't have to give away your option. Ready? On the count of three, just make a sound. Make a sound that any companion would make. Here we go. One, two, three. Did Pumpkin just got shot? Did your companion get shot?
It's the only noise I can give without it giving away.
Okay. All right. Well, in the pre-show, Lil Green said that he would like to go first. So, Lil Green, welcome back to the show, first of all. Good to see you again.
Good to see everybody as well.
All right, man. Who or what? Are you going like person? Are you going like creature? Are you going like a robot?
Creature.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're talking creatures.
I think it would be hilarious to have a Mirelurk as a companion.
A regular Mirelurk.
Like, just a regular Mirelurk.
Not a queen, not a king, not like a behemoth.
Just a Mirelurk, because they could burrow underground so they could protect themselves. They have a really hard shell, so they're annoying to kill as it is, and they just bum rush everything. Mm-hmm. So as an attack companion, I feel like it'd be kind of worth it. Are they smart? Probably not.
I mean, they're about as intelligent as a crab.
It's more of a gag. I feel like it'd be funny because you just walk everywhere and like it would just like start attacking.
Okay, so
I feel like it'd be more funny.
So I've got some questions about this, and then we're gonna open this up to everybody else to ask maybe some questions too. But with creatures, I would assume that they can do or have abilities that humans don't, right? Like dog meat, you can have somebody pin somebody, you can have pinned somebody down. Like there's other things that creature can do. So first of all, It's got a big shell. I would assume that this is going to be a very tanky companion. This is somebody who you send off ahead of you to tank a lot of the damage and do that. Like that seems obvious. I guess the second piece to this is, can you ride on it? Like, can you sit on top of its shell and like ride it into battle?
That would be kind of fun, actually. Or find a way to jerry-rig like a cart behind it.
Like it's a, like an ox. Like
it's like a steed. It's like an oxen, yeah.
Right. Or like, you know, like a horse pulling a carriage.
Yes.
That would be weird. Okay. Next question. What would its name be?
Ooh.
I mean, it could just be something like
that far ahead.
It could just be like Lurky.
Nah.
Pumpkin has an idea. Pumpkin.
Citizen Snips.
Citizen Snips. That's a good one. Pumpkin, what was your idea?
I was going to say, Hi-Ho Shelver.
Okay. All right. Oh, in chat, they're throwing out some ideas.
Sheldon.
Miles. Sheldon. That's a good one.
Hi-Ho Shelver is the name of the quest to get it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. So next question. I think this might be my final question. We'll open up for everybody else. does it have some special, not just a special ability, like you can ride on it, but is it somehow distinct from other Mire Lurks? Like it's special in some way, like it's highly irradiated or slightly more intelligent or something, like, is there something else?
I would say like it's slightly more intelligent. Like you'd be able to give it like simple commands. Okay. So like to make, or like, you know, cause like how like dog meat is like able to find like certain things hidden around the area.
Right.
Like you'd be able to be like, hey, just search or like attack certain positions or stay. Don't do anything stupid because okay. Yeah, I feel burrow. Like I would just like, yeah, burrow, hide.
Yeah. Hide. So, hunker down. Then you have like a hunker command. Can it talk?
Yeah.
Do you think, can it talk? Or maybe it snips at you to like talk back. Like one snip for yes, two snips for no.
Yeah, I guess like simple communication. So it would, you know, make things a little bit easier for sure.
I like it. I like it. All right. Who else has some questions? What was that?
The crab Morse code.
Yeah, crab Morse code. Yeah,
crab Morse code.
Yeah. All right.
Like the crab people on South Park.
The crab people.
I'd also like to think that you could, to make it more distinct, is you can put hats and glasses on it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because you can put things on dog meat, right? Like or yeah. Hat on a, or a
yeah. Give it a top hat. To
the, yeah.
I was thinking give it a monocle.
Building on that, Pumpkin, why don't we paint on its shell? Kind of like Rose has all the Fallout 76, how Rose has all those decals on her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean it's got a lot of shell space. You could advertise things on it.
Put a bunch of packs on it like a Brahmin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Oh man, there's so many ideas. There's so many things you could do with a big old Mire Lurk. Any other questions for Lil Green about this? Any other thoughts? I'm seeing oh Nova, do you got one?
We get fresh eggs every morning.
Oh.
Ooh. That'd be another good thing. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
All right, so do Mire Lurk eggs taste more like chicken eggs or more like fish eggs, like sushi, or what's it? What's made of? What's the food you eat?
Sushi, you mean calamari. Not calamari.
It's not calamari either.
I'm trying to think of the words. Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about? The fish eggs. It's like the delicacy.
Caviar.
Caviar. Yeah.
Caviar.
Caviar.
That's right. Everyone who's listening to this is, wow, everybody on here is an idiot. Bye. And they just like close the podcast. Sometimes words
sorry,
don't
my
work
IQ
in my
is
head.
Only room temperature in Celsius, guys. I don't know. Like, well, there is a follow-up question, actually. Like, could you raise your own little Mire Lurk family?
What if it has little like, baby like, ones so, that follow it around?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because that was a follow-up question. So you can either sell the eggs or you could have little minions basically that could proceed or follow the main Mire Lurk or follow you into battle, or you could or it could be like the puppies perk from 3 in, I think it's only in 3 actually, where if your Mire Lurk does die, it's replaced by one's offsprings.
I mean, I guess that'd be interesting because like when I was thinking about this, it was more of like just like typical like in game. I didn't think about like raising a family of Mire Lurks. I mean, they'd be kind of cool.
I was assuming you would just eat the eggs.
I mean, yeah, eating the eggs would, you know, like that's like I have my own like, you know, like depending on how often they like lay eggs. But I mean, yeah, honestly, I thought this gag thing is actually turning into more of like, oh, no, this is actually kind of sensible.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you think about something long enough, usually you can make it make a little bit of sense. But yeah,
I start with a joke and I make it an actual point.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this one, Lil Green?
I really don't have anything. So, because like it really fleshed out to be like, oh, actually, no, a Mire Lurk could be like a pretty decent companion.
Yeah.
Just give it like a couple small tweaks, like give it some basic intelligence, and like just able to communicate a little bit with you, and then like, damn, you're good to go.
Good to go. That's right. That's right. Yeah, I love this one. This is a great one to start it off with. Wonderful idea. All right, who would like to go next? Who's next up? Pumpkin. Pumpkin's hand is raised. Pumpkin, are we going people, persons, creatures, robots? What are we doing?
It started out, my brain was like, I should do a person. And then now I'm like, actually, you know what would be great? A centaur.
Oh, God. You want
a centaur companion.
A centaur companion with like...
Technically, one was cut from 3, so technically we almost did get one.
Oh, my God. That's so disturbing. That would be so disturbing. Everyone would get creeped out.
Especially well, in the newer games.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what makes this distinct from just any old centaur, other than the fact that it follows you around?
I mean, of course, you got to get, you know, the materials for the head. Got to get some, you know, hats and monocles and stuff.
You can dress it up.
But it's also going to have, like, you know, it's going to be a little bit more intelligent. It's like, it's in the same vein as, you know, how the Mirelurk was.
What if we take that idea and we just turn it up to 11 and it's like every other centaur, except for the head part with its brain is a functioning person.
they can talk.
It's like this regular dude who's just like, yeah, man, one day I was just walking through the wasteland. The next day I found myself in a vat, and now I'm just a whole bunch of body parts stuck together. What's up?
I think that would be awesome. And it, like, just give like whatever name. Oh, God.
His name's just Charles. What's your name? Charles.
It's just a normal name. Like, dude, my name's Bart.
Right. I used to work down the ways a little bit. I was a farmer. Now I'm a centaur. All right.
Scientist that worked on the FEV turned into a centaur by his own experiments.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he even has like a little history. That means he's not just the farmer dude down the way. He's like an intelligent guy who probably has some sort of agenda and some skills to give you. Well, so speaking of skills and talents, what can he do that's different than any other companion?
He's got the, you know, the pinnacle flip thing. And he... Of course, I feel like you could definitely like put like bat like packs on him just because like he's got that space. You can't decal his back like the Mirelurk, but I mean, at least I don't think he'll like that anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Can you put pants on him?
No,
it's like the dilemma if you put pants on like a cow, is the waistband in the middle vertically, or is it horizontally across the whole body, across all the legs? That's kind of like one of those dilemmas, right? Like, where did the pants actually go?
It's just kind of being dragged.
Right. All right. So here's an idea. What if when you walk into a settlement or a city or something, he has the ability, or when you're just interacting with any other humans, he has the ability to like totally gross people out. Like, they're just like, oh, God, no, bye. And they just leave and they won't talk to you when he's nearby.
I wouldn't say it's like a full like, oh, God, no, stay away from me. I feel like it's just like, why do you have this thing?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the, oh, God, what is that? Oh, it's my centaur friend.
Hey, welcome back to the
feet to charisma.
Like, or people just automatically vomit just as soon as they see it. Just, hey, oh, God. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
His response is that a way to greet people?
It's like, hey, well, nice meeting you too. Oh, it talks. It. I go by Charles or whatever. This is a fun idea. This is totally, totally out there. All right. Let's open this up. Do you guys have any other questions for Pumpkin? Anyone want to chime in with other ideas or thoughts or things you need to know about the centaur friend? No? No questions. Oh, you've nailed it. You've baffled them. You've come out of field with something nobody was expecting.
Okay, hold on. So I do have one thing. Can Charles use weapons? He's intelligent, has the torso of a man.
He's got the tentacles.
He's got the weird knife. Yeah, those weird hand things. Yeah.
Well, don't they have like actual arms? Hold on.
I think it's
not
depends.
Usable.
Yeah, it depends on the model. Like,
yeah. So there's the Cut 4 model, which I think has like an arm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, you're right.
On all 4.
What was that?
I thought they had like 2 arms.
No, what you're thinking of is
they walk on their front arms and the.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got these. Well, they've got like the. Okay, so like their legs are basically arms, right? Like the New Vegas one. You know what I'm talking about? Like the legs, like all of the legs are just arms. So mm-hmm. if they balance themselves on the arms, they could pick up one of their legs, hold a weapon, and shoot it.
The best way I can describe a centaur's movement is very walrus-like.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I can see that. That's a good comparison.
So I don't think they'd be able to really use their hands.
Mm-hmm. Nova, did you have a question? You were chiming in.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So could it actually speak, or would it, just make gurgling noises? So kind of, and so you have to communicate with it in a similar fashion to you would with a Mirelurk.
Gurgle. I like the idea of gurgling noises.
I like the gurgling. I also like the, thought of it being like, you can actually like, you can vaguely understand it, but there's more gurgle than there is words.
Or is it just like baby talk? It's just like, it's like baby talk.
And I have a follow-up question to this. So is it going to be one of the Fallout 1, is it going to be one of the Fallout 1 centaurs or Fallout 3 centaurs? Because Fallout 1 has a dog head on it that will constantly bite and nip at the owner, at the normal head.
It'll probably be one of the later ones. And with, especially with the, like, they're probably, if they did, they'd probably change up the model again.
Yeah,
probably. Just because it's, it, with the, with, we already saw the cut, we've all seen the cut content for 4.1, and it's a very,
yeah.
Yeah, the Fallout 1 is, now that I look it up again, is pretty weird with the dog head. That is
grotesque.
Yeah, yes. I mean, they're all grotesque, but yeah, tentacles.
That's more grotesque, legs, though, I would say.
I like to say that it would be like, I like to think that you would have like a station where you could like upgrade your centaur.
Just like,
when did a cat this time? Hope it goes well.
Like the robots one, but instead you just fuse body parts to it.
It's
like a big vat of FEV, and you just throw in other things, and then you just flush out the FEV, and then some other monstrosity comes out.
It's like a witch's cauldron. You're just like, yeah. Neh.
Oh man. Oh god.
That's how you can upgrade your normal companions.
Blevo in chat says Centaur Creation Station. This is the CCS. Yeah.
I mean, well, then it would just be Super Mutant Creation Station, because if you don't add anything, they just get a Super Mutant out of it. More than likely, unless they're super genetically damaged, then you get a corpse.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, there's like recipes, right? Like, you throw in just one person, you get a Super Mutant out. You throw a person and a dog, you get like a Fallout 1 Centaur. Or like two people and a dog is a Fallout, like, you know, just recipe creation station. Oh my god, that would be, I can't imagine Bethesda working this into a game with like day, with like their modern day stuff has been a little bit more palatable for everybody. Oh man, that would be amazing though. That would be a great mod. Oh, somebody should mod this. This would be an amazing mod for like Fallout 4. That would be, this is genius. I love this. I love this. All right. Any last thoughts, Pumpkin? Pumpkin's taking it.
No, I just thought this would be real. My original thought for person was bring back Joshua Graham, but I was like, no, this is better.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe somebody else will bring back Joshua Graham or somebody else. Awesome. Wonderful idea. All right. Who would like to go next? Who's next on our list? I see Dusty's hand. Dusty?
Yeah, I'll go.
What companion, what kind of thing are you adding to our companion list?
Well, I had two choices I was trying to decide between, but since we're doing the crazy ones, I thought, what about if we did like a Zayden?
Oh, like, yes. Alien. Yeah, right. Right. Like an alien buddy, like, yeah, runs around with
like
you.
Like the ones from Fallout 76, like the heavily armored ones, you know? Mm.
Oh, well, like one of the big ones, like the big,
yeah,
the big guy.
Like in the ones that's in like our own type of power armor.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So what makes this different from the other companions?
Hmm.
Like, what special abilities?
You'd have access to like their ship. Like, you'd be able to fly.
Oh my god, that would be cool. They could like beam you up, and then that's how you fast travel across the map.
Oh yeah.
And then like every time you fast travel, they're like beep, 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 and then like you go beep, 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 and then you, it like loads the other area and then beep, 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 back down.
Cue transporter noises.
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be so fun. Okay.
That and just the technology they would have.
Yeah, like alien blasters and things like that.
Yeah.
Right, right. And they've got their own like power armor, so they would be formidable in combat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk to, can it understand you? Can you understand it?
Maybe they would have some sort of type of translator where you could talk to them.
I have an idea.
Pumpkin has an idea. What is it, Pumpkin?
So it's like Eddie, where he just makes noises at you, and you just know what he's saying.
Oh, okay. Right. So the thing you experience in the game is, and then your character,
but you
have options to respond, and you say, no, I don't need a bathroom break right now. Let's keep going with the quest or whatever.
Yeah. Wait, so you're basically describing the movie Paul, which is like a comedic alien movie where the like a gray alien gets stuck on Earth and just a comedy ride through the entire movie and is trying to get back to Area 51 because he escaped from there. But you're basically describing the movie Paul. If you anyone's ever seen, I know a few in the chat probably have.
I've never seen this movie. Tom. Yeah. I am not. I am not aware of this movie. Now I have to look this movie up. That's
it is hilarious.
Simon Pegg,
Nick Frost, and Seth Rogen.
What? How do I not know this Paul movie?
Yeah, he could be just like that. Look,
how do I not know this movie?
Comedian alien, but one that could kick ass.
2011, Paul the Alien's best moments. There's like videos. I need to look this up. Yeah, all right.
It is a great movie.
Kristen Wiig is in it too. Jason Bateman. Sigourney Weaver? What?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Sigourney Weaver.
It's got name.
Oh my god!
Bill Hader.
A reference that I made that Tom doesn't get. It's a miracle.
Jesse Plemons? Oh my God. These actors are great. Yeah. And the ones you mentioned, Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, Seth Rogen. Holy crap. All right. I need to look this up.
You got a movie to watch this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I got stuff to do. All right. All right. Anything else with this crazy alien thing? Anybody else have any questions about it or thoughts?
Okay. What if it just starts out like a normal Zayden, but again, it's got that workshop to it?
Okay.
So you can make it like that, or like a Flatwoods monster, or
a big power armor one.
Heavily armored ones, or you can change like what the elements are, what elements it causes.
Mm.
That would be a major plus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if it's an alien, it has to do something weird. Like after it, like it's going to have alien blasters and things, right? So it's going to disintegrate things that it shoots. But then, like, when you're not looking, it goes and, like, scoops up the remains. And you're like, what was that? And it's like, meh, 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 meh. And it's like, don't tell me nothing. I just saw you do something.
Well, it's like he said, like, the Flatwoods monster can teleport
Tom.
In combat.
Tom, what if it starts randomly, probing your settlers that you're beating the village?
You beat me. You beat me too.
Right. You can't go somewhere. Time. You can't sleep with it nearby, or you'll wake up with it trying to poke you in the butt.
It just goes black stream. What are you doing? Just no noises.
Hadn't a satellite up there.
Yep. Oh my god.
You wake up with lover's embrace.
There you go. All right. So, what would its name be, Dusty? Do you have a name for it? Like, I feel like whether we know its real name or not, you would have to call it something, right?
E.T.
Just E.T.
Yeah. E.T. Let's go with the movie. We just call him Paul.
Just Paul. Okay, take the movie. Awesome. All right, these have been great. This has been fun. All right, who wants to go next? Or anything? Hold on. Any other last thoughts, Dusty? Before we move on, I didn't want to shortcut you.
Oh no, that's all. I think we got it.
Okay, cool. All right. I saw Nova unmute when asking who wanted to go next previously. Nova, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am ready. So all right. My wishes and wants for who a companion would be the next game is quite a bit more tamed in the crowd that came before me.
Okay.
I was just gonna say Benny. I would see him kind of run, like have to run away from the Topps Casino. You find him out in like I don't know, like let's just assume that it's gonna take the next fall is gonna take this like Salt Lake City, Utah, something like that. And you just stumble across him, disheveled in the streets, completely isolated from his old life, and he basically says, I need somebody because I've lost everything. And it'd be an interesting turn of fate to see him so disheveled and isolated. And then when you finally give him power again, to see that slowly either build back up or if he's a changed man again.
So like a redemption arc.
Yeah, almost a redemption arc, or you could just kill him.
Okay. So you have the option to just murder or say, all right, Benny, we'll give you a second shot. And then now you've got a companion.
More than likely, unless you are still playing as the courier, you're not going to know who he actually is. And you're going to know as the player who he is, but your character is not going to know who he is, though. So,
right. Oh, unless you modded this into Fallout New Vegas.
Or that, too. Yeah. But I specifically said, though, far away from New Vegas. So, like, he had to go on the run to escape Mr. House or the NCR or both or the Legion or something like that.
Right.
He somehow survived being captured, or he just never was captured in the first place. And he's just out in the wilderness now, because we've had this, we've had characters come back from previous games like Fallout 3's. Who's the mayor of Little Lamplight that comes back to the Mercenary in 4?
McCready. McCready. Yeah.
Like we had characters like that. And so I would just enjoy the little, sprinkling of lore to see, like to kind of get a final, like, like minor part of the story. He can also tell you what's happening now, or what happened last time he was in New Vegas before he escaped, and you can start starting a conversation with him as you gain more trust with him.
Does he still have the same suit?
I would say it'd be a little more ratty, but yes, because
it's the same exact suit, but yeah, but like more worn out.
He has that swagger that he can never get rid of. And so I think that he would try to hold on to whatever he can, whether he has Maria or not, that is still up for debate. But I think that he would try and hold on to everything that used to make him great. It used to make him an icon on New Vegas trip.
Yeah, so you've got like a whole character arc with motivation, and then maybe as you go through his personal quests, some of that gets let go, or some of it gets more realized, or you know, whatever. It creates an arc.
Yeah, and you make him a dictator of the community.
Okay, all right. And in this new future game, he ends up shooting some other courier, but it's for the right reasons this time.
You see, history always repeats itself.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Benny, this is great. Benny did not cross my mind as a potential companion. All right, let's open this up. Who has some thoughts on this one? I see Wasteland, you're unmuted. Did you want to chime in on this? I don't know if Wasteland is there. Waste, are you there?
Yeah. Listening.
All right, so do you have any thoughts on this one?
I don't know. I didn't play too much of New Vegas yet, so I'm still fairly new to it.
Okay, all right. That's fine. Pumpkin looks like he's got some thoughts.
So is this like the... Because like almost every ending I see with Benny, he doesn't survive. So I'm trying to figure out, is this like an alternate ending that you're thinking of?
Yeah, what do you think, Nova?
I really don't know, because for all we know, Benny could have been driven out of New Vegas before the war even concluded. And so he may... Like, I actually didn't catch your entire question. My computer froze.
So every ending, usually Benny doesn't... He's either shot dead, or crucified.
Well, there are three innings, I believe, where he actually does survive.
Yeah, that's a good question, because I don't remember specifically how all of them work out in regard specifically to Benny.
Okay.
So we would just assume it's one of the endings where he survives.
Okay.
Is then canonized.
Well, it would have to be that.
Yeah.
Because, well, one of the innings actually is you never meet him in the first place. He goes straight to the NCR embassy and you start working from there. And then you just can cut Benny and that entire, the independent faction out of the entire game. And so we don't really, so that might be one, that might be the canon ending because, well, from the Fallout TV show, it looks like the NCR did pretty a lot instead of New Vegas. So.
Yeah. Darth, do you have a question? I see that you're unmuted. Did you want to ask Nova something?
I was going to say, what if you meet him where you meet him and he's a ghoul?
He's like ghoulified Benny. Like he escapes, but he goes through some trauma, some radiation.
He went through the test range.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sadly, they would need a different voice actor, so it would also help with transition to that, right?
I mean, well, the voice actor could have been smoking for the last 10 years, so who knows?
Sure, right.
Who did voice Benny? I forget.
It was the guy from Friends, wasn't it?
Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Oh, never mind. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So unfortunately,
he would sound really weird if he was voiceless, though.
Yes, that would. Yeah, that's very dark. Okay. So does he have a special like ability when he's with you? Is there something that makes him different from everyone else? I would
assume you increase your charisma by a fair amount.
Okay, then,
either that, or if he can take over the conversation for you and make it the best possible outcome automatically.
So it's almost like the mysterious stranger, but for conversations.
Yes, kind of like that. Yeah, because like I said before, he has that swagger. He is a leader, and then he just has this immense amount of charisma that he brings to the table at all times that really sways the people around him. And so, I'm just thinking to the future of different mechanics that they could add to the game. And one of them could be, this person automatically increases X base of the special skills up to 10. And then the effect of that is that they start talking for you and they follow the best dialogue tree that's set by the programmers.
Right.
To get the best possible outcome. But it's a random chance, though.
Right. I like it. That's cool. That's a good one. All right. Any other thoughts on this one? Pumpkin's got another thought?
I feel like he would have really low luck.
Like high charisma, low luck. Like maybe when he's with you, your charisma is increased, but your luck is decreased.
Maybe just shoots in the back on accident on occasion. Just like, right. Oh, sorry, I missed.
Right. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, kind of like Ranger. Who's the Ranger that could be your companion for Fallout 1? He will often shoot you in the back.
Oh, what was his name?
Combat.
I don't
remember his name off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
Seth, the Ranger Seth. Mm. Yeah. Because there's a meme going, you know, from Fallout 1 where if you're in combat, Seth will half the shots lands in your back whenever you're in combat.
Right, because he always had like a shotgun and like the pellets, some of the pellets would hit you or something like that, wasn't there?
Yeah, something like that.
It was something like
I would assume just like maybe just like spontaneously just, you know, as a gag reference, like, ah, shoot, tough luck.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So any last thoughts on this one, Nova?
24 karat run of bad luck.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a quick break here to go thank you guys, our patrons, and everyone else who supports the show. And then we'll be back with the rest of everybody and their thoughts on what companion would be awesome to add to the game. So here we go. Don't go anywhere.
See another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, we're here in the middle of the show. We've got to thank all of our patrons. Thank you to everyone who supports the show. All 112 of you. That's incredible. No new patrons to shout out this week, but if you'd like to sign up on patreon.com/falloutlorecast, you can get ad-free episodes. You can join us for patron chats. You can get t-shirts or stickers. There's all sorts of different things for the different tiers. And you can also sign up for free. You can just sign up for free and then you get notifications and things and you'd be a little bit more part of the community. Also, we have to shout out our sentry bot, Atle Morton. Thank you so much for your support and for everybody's support. And thank you to all of you who are leaving reviews, even though my app hasn't been working for the last few weeks. It is now working again, but I'm going to get back to the conversation and save those for next week. So I'll be reading more of these reviews next week. And if you'd like to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I'll read it out. You can rate the show on Spotify. You can share it with your friends, all sorts of fun stuff. So there you go. Thanks for your support, everyone. Let's move on with the conversation.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
And thanks for the sub, Lil Green subbing on Twitch. Thanks, man. All right, so who would like to go next? We've got a few people left. I see Void's hand. Void, where are we going? What companion are you adding to the games?
Well, it is more of a nod to the stuff that was taken, like the unreleased content for Fallout 4, okay. I believe.
All right.
I believe the unreleased content, there was a section where you could actually become the leader of the Brotherhood.
So the entire Brotherhood of Steel is your companion?
Yes. And you can take whoever... Basically, you can take whoever.
Wait, I was joking. This is your idea? This is incredible.
Yeah, legitimately.
Wow.
You can be Elder... You can be in the place of Elder Maxon, whichever one you decide.
Right.
And... Either you can take just one, or you can take a knight and his scribe, or you can take an entire squadron.
But you can just deploy like an airship or something and just be like, go.
Yeah, if you so want to.
That would be amazing. That's a really cool idea. I would imagine that like you could almost always have, say, like a knight with you and maybe a knight and a scribe or something like that. But the deploy function would have to be one of those like timed things, or you have to use a consumable or something, you know, because otherwise you'd just be like, just attack everything for me. Thank you.
Right. It would either have a very severe cooldown or it would be a relatively rare consumable or an expensive consumable to craft.
Right. Yes. Yes. I also would have to imagine that just like the Brotherhood in Fallout 4, that they would just attack without any consideration. Like if you tag something as like, all right, go kill those things over there, then they're just shooting at everything and doesn't matter what gets in their way.
Yeah, they're soldiers. They're following orders.
Right.
They don't have anything better to do with their lives. What are they going to do? Make a family in the wasteland?
So can you deploy them against, say, a town? A community?
If you so chose.
And they would just like a vertebrate come land, some soldiers pour out, and then they're just like,
They're following orders. They're soldiers.
All right. All right. So, okay. So, another farm needs your help.
Lean whatever way you want it to.
Right. Another farm needs your help, and you go help the farm, and then you're like, yeah, go attack the feral ghouls attacking them, and then they just kill all the feral ghouls and the farm family. All of them, they just like level everything.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Okay. That would be amazing. I would imagine you would get back and Miniman guy. Why can't it? Preston would be like, that's not exactly what I intended for you to go do.
You said clear out the farm. You didn't say of who.
Right, right. Yeah, just anybody. Anybody. Would you be able to brand them? Like, would they be your specific squad? Would you be able to, like, you could tell by like a symbol on the power armor or something? I see the thinking. There's thinking happening. Now, I have to tell the audience that there's thinking happening because this is an audio show.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. Now, the only thing that I could think of is adopting either a cog as like the Vault Tech door, like the vault door, or the Vault Tech logo and twist it into what you want it to be, like what you want it to represent in the new time.
Because there is a gear in the Brotherhood symbol, but it's very similar to the shape of a vault door. So what if what if it was the combination of Vault like 111 with like the Brotherhood gear all together?
Or slice the Brotherhood down the middle, the Brotherhood symbol down the middle, and just put a massive gear along the one side.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I feel like from a game design perspective, there's probably like the companion that actually follows you around is one of the knights. Does that knight have a specific name? Is there like, or is it just random every time? Or is, what was
it? Dance.
It's Paladin Dance. Paladin Dance is, well, he's already a companion, but like he's your companion, but maybe
once that knight dies, you just get a new one or you become him, right?
Right.
That's how the Fallout TV show works, right?
Right. Right. All right. So you start with Dance, and then if Dance dies on the battlefield, then a vertebrate like flies over, and some other knight just like jumps out onto the ground next to you.
Right. They're disposable.
It's right. Fine. And he's like, "Hey," and you're like, "Hey, who are you?" "I'm Paladin Jones." All right, Jones. Let's go.
No. It's Paladin Dance 2, obviously.
Yes. And you're like, "Wait a minute. Are you?" And then, like, the mask opens up and it's the same face, and you're like, oh, you're just a replication of the synth that was already, didn't know he was a synth.
I mean, they're a synth. I mean, what do you want? You can just make an infinite number of them.
Yeah. All right. This is a crazy idea. Let's open this up. Anybody else have questions about this Devoid? I see Pumpkin. Pumpkin?
Okay. You're definitely going to have, like, a weird menu for the mechanics portion.
Oh yeah. From a game mechanics perspective, this does not work at all.
No.
Well, it's either extremely complex, like a very complex menu, or it's a very, very streamlined menu where you have like one button to summon reinforcements, one button to throw the thing that like sets up a smoke signal that brings in the rest of the military. And then like just like a wheel that's like attack, retreat. Like that's about it.
Well, you could do the, when it comes to like getting, bringing in help, you could just use the flare gun like they did for the Minutemen.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Did the Brotherhood not have a flare gun that you could summon a vertibird and reinforcements with?
It was just a road
in
flare.
Fallout 4?
It was a road flare you threw, not a flare gun.
Yeah, you had a flare. Yeah. You get a vertibird.
Yeah, okay. Well, but it brought a vertibird.
So,
So
different colors of flare could mean different things.
Right. And this time the vertibird would land and like soldiers would get out.
Right. So like blue would be for retreat or green would be for go and red means get the fuck out.
All right.
That's the same as retreat, I guess.
Well, one is like,
it means retreat faster.
One is like get out. One is like get out.
Right.
Slightly different. All right. Any other questions? Any other thoughts on this one? This is it's almost just a new mechanic because we already have a soldier who's a companion.
Really? Nova's got nothing?
No thoughts on this one?
I already said my one joke I was going to say with this.
Yeah, he met his quota. Get off his back.
No, Nova has no concerns about the arms and ammunitions part of this.
No, I've seen the Brothers stockpile. They're pretty good. It's I have complete trust in their ability to annihilate anything, especially with mini nukes.
Yeah, Nova's other suggestion is a gun. It's just a gun. It's just a gun.
Right. How does the gun work?
Is there a massive flare? Gun with two little drawn legs that just walks around behind you?
Is there a flare that spawns in Liberty Prime?
Oh! Yeah, Liberty Prime as companion.
It just airdropped onto the target. It doesn't even throw a nuke at the target. It just squishes the target when
right.
it lands.
Right, it just squishes. It just squishes. Yep. All right. Any other? Lil, you're unmuted. Did you have a question?
I didn't know if we even brought up using vertebrates for air cover. Like that's an amazing thing to have because I know they have door gunners. So
yeah.
I didn't know if that was
yeah.
That'd be another thing to just call in every so often, Call of Duty style.
I would say they're
kind of how in 76 be you see the
because they have twin 50 caliber nose cannons or nose guns. I think that would be a lot better than the door gunner.
I didn't know that whichever
was more useful for the situation.
It'd be good
right?
to have air cover from them too. That's another aspect that they can provide.
And you also have to remember, those are only the transport versions. There's also an attack version, which we see in 3.
All right. Obviously, someone knows the lore better than me.
Yes, I made a video about it.
What the hell?
I guess I gotta watch the video.
You should know all of this.
Yeah, I clearly know everything. I never get anything wrong.
Don't you know he's an encyclopedia, guys?
There's not hours and hours of research that goes into this podcast.
Yeah, that's what's fun about these topics is it's just kind of top of the head and I'm just I don't did that do that? I don't remember. Maybe it did. All right, any other last thoughts, Void? No, nothing?
Not that I can think of.
All right, so you brought in an entire army as a companion. We've got Darth Odin, Wasteland Ronin. You guys are left. Who would like to go next? Darth? Darth says he's ready. Darth? What kind of companion are you adding?
I was going to say Mothman?
A Mothman companion? Okay.
Yeah, Mothman companion.
All right. Yeah, clearly there's some other stuff going on in the background of your thing. All right, so how would the Mothman companion work? Would it just just follow you around creepily, disappearing every so often and then reappearing? How does that work?
I don't know if it would be creepily following you around, but definitely following you around.
Does it slowly walk, or does it fly and then land?
And then say you're under leveled for a threat or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It will take you with it when it disappears.
Oh.
And you'll just randomly appear into another another form of fast travel.
Right. Okay. So it can pick you up and save you when you're in danger. All right. So here's another question. Do Mothman cultists show up and fight alongside it and help you out in situations?
Which version of the cultists?
I don't know. I guess it depends on where you lean or who you summon or which Mothman it is.
It'd be the wise one.
The wise one? Okay, so these are the good, quote unquote, good cultists. These are okay, and so they you know what'd be really cool is if you walk around with the wise Mothman and then you happen to go past one of these cultists and they go, oh, the wise one or whatever, and then they start worshiping it and then they start following you around too. Until eventually, inevitably, they get killed by whatever is in the wasteland that you end up fighting, right? But, at some point, you could just have, multiple cultists that are just, following you around, worshiping everywhere you go.
Are you suggesting that Odin start a cult?
Hey, wait, doesn't Odin already have a cult? I thought that was already a thing, right?
Also, when you're walking around, I'm just imagining it scuttling.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And every time you stop, the Mothman cultists start bowing down to it and offering things to it. And then they're fiercely protective.
Mini nuke.
Yeah. They just whatever was in the environment, they just pick it up and they're like, here you go.
Wait, so that'd be one of the perks of the Mothman is that like they call this scavenge for you around in the local area, so you don't have to do that, or they just bring you random things. But what if they get mad when you try and take it from the Mothman, though?
Yeah, well, you got to deal with that. or if the Mothman gets hurt, all of a sudden they get mad at you because you let the Mothman get hurt instead of the other way around.
But like, be careful with all the lamps around your, you know, your camp.
Yeah, it gets distracted by lights on occasion. All right, any other questions for Darth Odin on this one? Anybody else have any thoughts about Mothman?
When the Mothman lands, does he just open his wings and all the cultists come out of it?
They bundle up into the wings like it carries them around.
Open the like trench coat. They open it up and a bunch of cultists come running out.
All right.
So like when you get too far away from it, does it do the foof and then gets right next to you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. If you run too far, it just goes foof, foof, right back down right next to you. Yes. Oh. Absolutely.
It's that extra intimidation factor, just something appearing from the sky right next to you.
Yeah, this is another one of those kind of like the centaur where if it's with you when you're in a settlement, I'm sure people would get freaked out.
Mothman sleeps upside down in school buses.
He's like a bat. Do moths sleep upside down? Is that a thing?
I was thinking of like Jeepers Creepers, how he hangs upside down in the bus.
Oh, okay. All right. Darth, any other thoughts on this one? Anything else to wrap this one up? This is a fun idea.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Yeah. No. This is fun. All right. Mothman. We've got one more left. Wasteland Ronin. What is your suggestion for a companion?
I was hoping anybody would take this, but it's kind of like the matriarch. It's a venomous angler.
Okay. All right. Venomous angler.
It's the most powerful of all the anglers.
Right. All right. So, what is its special ability? What makes it different from any other companion?
It's really good at camouflaging itself within the water.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the companion you would want to pick when you're in a water, like a swampy area.
Yeah, being in mostly like Fallout 4, there's a lot of lakes and rivers, and so it could have a lot of places to hide.
Yeah, they've got really big mouths too. I feel like certain types of enemies, they would just like chomp and then like one hit kill them. Just by eating.
Yeah, they also like ambush tactics. So, like, at least three anglers as a follower.
Mm. Okay. All right.
They can shoot fireballs. Well, not fireballs, but they use the. They like suck up the fog and shoot it like a fireball at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you ride on them when they're in the water?
That, I'm not sure, but that'd be really cool.
That would be really cool because I bet they swim real good.
Would its like perk that it gives you be like spree? You're able to breathe underwater.
Why would
like the Aqua Boy perk?
Oh, like it, like it's. I suppose it would be like a mutation or something, right?
Like, yeah. So like the player, like the character perk that it get, the companion perk.
Right. Like all of a sudden you have gills. Also,
how smart is this thing?
Yeah. Right.
I feel like it's pretty intelligent because it does do like ambush tactics. Like so, it knows to sit and wait for you.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a dog, like a dog's level of intelligence.
Yeah, I feel like it's fairly smart, at least.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's actually immune to the Wasteland Whisperer perk.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I got one more. Uh-huh. One more. Hear me out. Uh-huh. Cosmetics.
Like the way it looks?
Like hat, glasses.
Oh, okay. Like, can it wear things? Can you put things on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta definitely paint the claws different, you know.
Okay. Gotta paint its nails, you know.
Yeah, we'll have can't think of what they're called, but like the baby toy things that hang above babies, we'll have to hang that off to like the little lantern,
the little light. Yeah. That was like a mobile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can put like a little thing around the little light so it can change the color of it.
No, you gotta get the fuzzy light. Dice.
The fuzzy dice,
disco ball or something.
Yeah. Oh, disco ball. There you go. That'd be weird.
Yeah, I just thought the anglers were cool because they like, you don't know they're there until they pop up and you're like, oh crap, here they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They're cool. What would its name be? I feel like Wise Mothman would just be Wise Mothman, right? But like this is an angler, so
I feel like angler would be like Andrew the angler or something.
Andy the angler.
Something like that.
Okay.
Fish.
Angelo the angler.
P-H-I-S-H.
Fish. Like the band? There's a band called Fish.
P-H. Oh, is there?
Yeah.
And devout angler.
Awesome. We call him Fisherman.
Fisherman the Angler. Come Fishy Fish, Fishy McFishface. All right. Any other thoughts on this one? Any questions for Wasteland Ronin? Anybody else?
The quest to get it is called Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And you can have like a model that's all like black, so it's even harder to see at night underwater. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. All right. All right. I would love to hear our audience chime in about which of these they would pick. Like, these are all fun options. Like, all of them are very cool. I would love to hear people's opinions on that. Do you guys have any thoughts?
What about you, Tom?
What would I do?
You?
Okay.
Yeah, my, what'd you pick?
Tom, what about you?
My pick, here's my pick. Giant sloth. Because they're super cute. They're really slow. They're big and strong, so they could probably carry things. Like, I feel like you could ride on its back or put like a big pack on it, and then it could store more things. So you'd have more storage space, but it would like in 76, it would be like your stash, but on its back at all times because it's real big. Right. But it also wouldn't be very dangerous because it's kind of big and slow. So it's just kind of this big, slow guy that just follows you around, and he's super cute. And his name would be Gerald. And I don't know why Gerald, but that's his name's Gerald the Sloth, the giant sloth.
Gotta be said the sloth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then he also grows fungus on his back. And if you consume the fungus, it makes you less hungry, but you also hallucinate. That's its special ability.
You're going to starve to death while tripping balls.
Yeah. Well, you won't starve to death because it'll count as food, but then you'll also trip balls. Yeah. And it doesn't just make the screen warbly and stuff like when you drink some, like Nuka-Cola changes colors or whatever, like certain types of effects in video games, everything gets wobbly. No, you don't hallucinate like that. You start seeing things that aren't actually there. So like all of a sudden you're like, oh God, it's a death claw. And then you shoot at it, and it doesn't do anything, and all of a sudden it disappears. And you're like,
so you're Far Cry 5-ing us.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it would be like the church quest from the Fallout 3 DLC. What's the one where you go down to the swamp area? I forget.
Oh, the where all the redneck guys are.
Point Lookout. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, because if you remember, you were join the cult, you get drugged whenever you or like you inhale a bunch of
That's right. I haven't thought about this in a long time.
Pollen, and then you just start tripping.
Yeah,
as you try and make your way back to the church.
There's actually a quest in the Fallout Skyline Valley where you go somewhere and you.
I just played that today on stream. You guys are patrons, so you probably will see it pop up, so you can like listen to me or watch the VOD. But yeah, I just played through that, so maybe this is influencing me a little bit. But yeah, there's like the darkness thing that shows up and you hit it and then disappears and then it shows up as a different form. So it'd be kind of like that, but instead there will be no way of knowing if it is actually a thing or not. Like until you actually try to shoot it and then it disappears. So the initial like, oh God, what is that? Happens because it always looks real, which tracks for hallucinations. And then you try to attack it and then it just, in fact, I would say that like the first few shots go right through it. And so you start thinking like, oh, am I just missing or is the game glitching? And then all of a sudden after a few hits, it disappears, but it doesn't actually track damage or anything. And so it can't actually hit you.
Does your sloth say, ooh, a pine cone?
Okay, yes. Yeah, it's
or July.
Yeah, it's like from those Ice Age movies, yes.
It loses babies all the time, too.
Yeah.
I got one. Does the sloth get reaction from other NPCs? Or just like people around it? Are people like off put by like the giant sloth carrying all your stuff?
Yeah, the first time people see it, they're a little bit like taken aback. They're like, wait, what is that? And then as they get to know you and realize that it's not dangerous, they want to pet it. They think it's cute.
So like their reaction depends on, let's say, your moral value. So
right. You're, or like, how friendly, familiar you
they
are.
Approach it. The kids are always climbing on it as you go into town.
Yes.
If you're vilified, they fear it as it approaches on the horizon.
Right. And it's very protective of you because you're like its little buddy. And okay. So, right. So like if somebody's threatening, it gets like, it kind of looms over you in order to kind of protect you. And if somebody's really friendly, then yeah, it plays with the kids. I like the image of the children playing or climbing around
like
on it.
It just gets to the center of town, yeah. Plops down like Appa yeah. from Avatar, and right. all the kids just pile onto it.
Right. And every so often, one of the kids happens to, you know, eat one of the mushrooms, and then little Billy starts tripping out, and Billy's mom gets mad at you. Yes.
You're going to get one of those pictures where he's got the sign on the front, like, I drugged a bunch of kids.
Right. Yeah, right. All the kids disappear from town.
Yep.
So yeah, that's it for losing the baby.
Yep. So that's my idea. So there you go. Thanks for asking. Yeah, that was mine. Everybody, thank you for being here. Let's go back through and let's wrap this up. Feel free to share anything you want to put out into the world real quick, or, you know, just thank you for being here. We're going to go through in order on my screen. So we'll start with Lil Green. Lil Green, I know you do photos and stuff. I'm sure you're busy doing photos and stuff. That's always the, yeah, that's always,
yeah,
how it
that's
goes.
All I'm doing. Like, I was going through photos all, like, as we were doing the show, but, you know, follow me on Instagram at lilgreen_photography. Or if you want to chat me up for, like, whether it's Fallout or photo related, hit me up in the Discord. I'm just Lil Green on there. I did have a couple people follow me from this show, actually. They reached out to me and made sure they told me about that. Hello again, if you're listening. And also, it's my birthday on Friday. Yay!
Happy birthday! That's great. Yeah. That's great. Dustfin in chat asks, can the sloth throw hallucinogenic fungus at enemies? Absolutely. That's a brilliant idea. Absolutely. All right. Pumpkin's losing his mind because he thinks that's great too. Pumpkin, you got other stuff going on?
I've just got my normal, I've got the podcast, the zombie podcast that we're behind on, but we're working on it, trying to get that figured out. I still have my cosplay Twitter that I am still very behind on as well, but I actually have one that I am committed to doing, and it is Howl from Howl's Moving Castle. So if you're ever a big fan of Studio Ghibli, you guys, you know what it is. It is an amazing movie, and he is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Awesome.
So I got the cloak recently, his like blue, pink and blue diamond cloak recently. So I've got that.
Yeah,
and
you gotta saying, got to post some pictures. Yeah.
I keep saying I've got plans to do this, and I haven't done them.
Okay. Well, when you get there, post some pictures, put them up on Discord.
I will.
Awesome. Thanks for joining. Darth Odin, any last words? Anything you want to share?
So my headphone died.
Oh no.
You can reach me on the Discord, follow me on Twitch.
It's all Darth Odin?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Wait,
I think my Twitch is Odin the Hooded One.
Oh, there you go. All right. Anything else?
Nothing of note.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us again, and thanks for the Mothman idea. All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dusty, you're up next. Anything you want to share?
Well, I ain't got too much going on, just the regular old daytime job, but everybody else, you can find me on the Discord. A lot of times I'm on Fallout 76 on my PC under the same name here.
Dusty.
If anybody wants to.
Dusty Ray, yeah.
Dusty Ray on there.
Dusty Ray 85 everywhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. There you go. Yeah. Group up. Play some games together. Jump in the Discord. There's a Fallout 76 all chat. So people who want to play, get together, group and things like that, you can go in there and chat about it. Thanks, Dusty. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Wasteland Ronin. Any last words? That feels so ominous. Any last words? Wasteland Ronin. Waste. Did I say raced? I almost said Wasteland Wonin.
Eventually I'd like to start a podcast for Metal Gear Solid lore. That's going to take a minute. Need to finish building my PC, and that's going to be a deep dive. There's some wacky
lore too, like it goes out there.
That gets messy really quick, so yeah,
good luck.
There's another person in the Discord, me and him are going to try and decipher the nonsense of Metal Gear, but that's a little bit down the road. Find me in the Discord. And I'm always gaming with Fallout, so.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. That's a huge task. I understand. I understand how that works, so.
Yeah, that's a big game.
Awesome. Good luck. All right. Thanks for being here. And Nova, you're up.
Sadly, life's been kicking my butt recently, so I've not been able to post on my YouTube channel, but I'm working on correcting that as we speak, but over the last couple of weeks. So I have a YouTube channel and a TikTok, which is just Supernova and Supernova Gaming, respectively, with a capital N, or a capital S, a capital N, zero, capital V, capital A. They both have gold retriever icons, and I mostly just cover Fallout lore, but I also will occasionally and eventually branch off into Mora and other games. So
cool, man.
If you want more stuff that is a little bit slightly different than Tom's, come check me out.
Yeah, I hope life stops kicking your butt.
Yeah, it's owning a business and just starting a business and just buying a house made me took up a lot of my time, and I got very sick for about a month, so that was awful.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it happens. I'm still recovering, but you know.
Well, good luck with it all. Yeah. Hopefully things get better. Thanks for joining us. And then Void, you're wrapping us up. Anything you want to share?
Oh, well, as always, I'm always on the Discord. DMs are always open. I probably don't know who you are, but if you need to rant, I'm all ears. I'm probably not hearing you, but I'm definitely listening.
You're selling this real good.
There is, sometimes you just need to let it out.
It's true. Sometimes it's just nice to have somebody to talk to. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm now level 25 on Fallout 76, so I'm starting to play that again.
Congrats. You're starting to get to like some of the better weapons and stuff.
Something like that. Yeah. I'm still using level 5 weapons that are like ripping through people, so it's lovely. Okay. Me and another guy on the Discord, we met through the Lorecast channel, and we have just been playing almost daily since we started talking on the Discord. So the Discord is a lovely place, and you get to meet so many different people.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Definitely. I don't know if you guys are looking for more people to join you, but feel free to post about that. Feel free to use the Discord to chat with each other. And then I can even make a channel where if people want to join you because they see you already in the game and chatting, they could jump in that way. Like, I'm very happy to facilitate more getting together and playing Fallout together. So if there's anything I can do to support that.
Both. It's me and Rick Retro. Both of us are... most of the time, right now, we're playing a lot of Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, either Breakpoint or Wildlands.
Wow.
And every once in a while, we'll hop on Fallout 76 together and just go through a bunch of side quests or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's like level 87 or something, so he's a little higher than me. But we still have a great time. Both of us have a great sense of humor. And it is just a lovely day when we're playing Fallout together.
That's awesome.
So
that's awesome.
Like I said, DM me or Rick Retro, and we'll get back to you. We are both on Xbox. So if you've got PS5, PS4, or PC, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a bummer that everything's still split up like that. But play Xbox. Yeah, hit them up. Or just tag them in the Discord in one of the Fallout channels to be like, hey, you guys playing anytime? Love to join you. That'd be awesome. Oh, thanks for everybody. You guys are so cool. Thank you, everybody, for being here and coming up with such fun ideas and chatting and supporting the show and all of that. This is always such a blast. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will be back next week with a regular episode. And until then, stay safe out there. Play some Fallout. Kill some stuff. And join me for my live streams. I'm going to try and do some more Fallout 4 with the crowd control mod thing so that people can like drop stuff into my games. It's gonna be nuts. So come join me for that. All right, thanks for being here, everybody. Have a good one. I'll see you later.
Bye.
To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.